Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
Ah, the late, great Biggie Smalls. Christopher Wallace, may he rest in peace. And you know he was shot by an L.A. cop, right? You look it up. All kinds of conspiracy theories regarding that. Suge Knight, P. Diddy, all that kind of good stuff. The rap wars back in the days. You are tuned to Ring Talk. Live worldwide, you're inside looking to the world of boxing. This segment will talk UFC 189 and 190. Of course, UFC Fight Night as well. Frank Mir reemerging as the man at heavyweight in the world UFC ratings, of course, knocking out. Man, he just scored a tremendous knockout this week, and he's just the man. I mean, he was supposed to lose against Todd Duffy, and he smoked Todd Duffy like a New York City blunt. Speaking of a New York City blunt and smoking people, my next guest was an Olympic gold medalist. And he won the gold medal in his hometown of Los Angeles. And get this, he has a winning record. He is one of two men in the world that have fought Mike Tyson more than once and have a winning record over Mike Tyson, 2-1. Henry Tillman, the great Henry Tillman. Welcome to Ring Talk, Henry.
Hey, how you doing, Pedro?
Pretty good, man. Henry, I got to tell the story, man. Well, of course, we were back in the days when you and I met back in the amateurs, like around 78, 79. But when we was hooking, about 80. And then we was hooking it up in 84, we're in Colorado Springs. And they didn't make you heavyweights get up at 4 o'clock and run in the morning, but they made us junior welterweights get up at 4:30 and run. And then you used to come out at 11:30 and 12, and I'd come back from lunch. Henry, I'm coming back from lunch. You're just getting up.
You know, they had us on different running schedules. That's all it was.
No, it was that you guys didn't have to make weight.
That is most definitely that.
Yeah,
you guys did. Sometimes, Melvin Taylor and Paul Gonzalez, we catch run two times a day sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Keep their weight down.
Paul, of course, fought at one. You know, speaking of Paul Gonzalez, were you surprised that Paul Gonzalez, of course, the Olympic gold medalist, but the man, he was supposed to win, like, all these world titles, and he won none. Was that sort of shocking?
Well, so Paul had bad hands, you know, going in. His hands was really fragile and amateur. He broke his hands two or three times apiece.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of like stunted his career.
Interesting. Who was that cop that Who was that cop that was handling him down there? Remember that cop's name?
Oh, Al Frankie.
Is that guy still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive. Uh-huh.
Wow, what a
trip.
He was
all down in Caracas, Venezuela, and Al got it too with some cats.
Okay, what about Paul Bankey? Is Paul Bankey still alive?
Yeah, Paul, he's still alive. I just saw Paul at the Hall of Fame, Box Hall of Fame, about a month ago.
Huh.
They inducted me in October 24th this year.
Okay, we're talking with Henry Tillman, folks, Olympic gold medalist, of course, 1984. Henry, does it seem that long ago, 84? It's just, to me, it seems like yesterday. Was that because you and I were involved with it? Or because some people say, geez, that was like almost 35 years ago. What do you think?
No, you're right. It seemed like it was yesterday. I mean, every time I go down there near the Coliseum on the sports arena, which I was there this past weekend, because you know they're about to tear the sports arena down and make it out of a hockey field.
Yeah, I know. I'm not thrilled with that because I tell you, I did a couple fights there as far as television, but the fight that I saw there, I thought that was really cool, was when Roberto Duran came back and fought Pepino Cuevas down there.
Mm-hmm.
And Pepino Cuevas hit Roberto Duran with this big old mean left hook about the third round. And I mean, it was one of the best left hooks you could ever throw in your life. And Duran just, like, snickered at him. And I said, that's his ass. And that was it. He just walked through Cuevas after that.
Yeah, Roberto Duran was no joke there.
Well, maybe the greatest fighter of all time, Henry?
Well, Roberto Duran?
Yeah. Maybe.
He's in the top five, most definitely.
No doubt
he's
about that.
The greatest fighters.
Henry, tell me, winning the Olympic gold medal at home in L.A. at such a time when boxing was, like, mainstream, what was it like?
Well, it was more gratifying to me because, you know, all the people that said I wouldn't amount to nothing, they said I was the most likely to fail and everything, got to see me do it at home without me having to say I told you so. You know, my actions spoke. And then make it even better than that, my school teachers that did believe in me and, you know, and helped me in different situations and times of my life got to see me succeed. And mm-hmm. So just on things like that was gratifying. My parents, my brothers and my sisters, you know, and other family members, you know, cousins and so on and so forth, was actually there. So that made it, you know, it's like you're sharing something really good with all these different people.
You know, Henry, you know, when I was going up and doing this, and I think the fight game helped instill discipline in me and a lot of good things, but it was the opposite. You know, people talk about peer pressure and and smoking weed and drinking late at night, things like that. At 10 o'clock, my buddies would say, hey, go to bed. They would send me home.
Right, yeah. They saw you trying to do something positive and good.
Yeah, and then they'd be waiting for you when you'd road work at 5 o'clock in the morning. They didn't go to sleep. They'd still be up.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, looking at the Olympics now. Kaleeg Singh, you beat him from India, beat a guy named Tevita Tofu. He was from Tonga. Referee stopped both those fights. Then you beat Angelo Moscone on a decision from Italy. But Willie DeWitt. Now, Willie DeWitt, he was supposed to beat you.
Well, you know, he had beat me four times before this.
That's what I'm trying to say. Bring me up to date on this.
Well, you know, Willie had beat me in the Commonwealth Games, and then we had fought in an international bout, and some other kind of international tournament we fought in, and he beat me. And then the last time I fought him before the Olympics was in the same ring at the in the finals of the World Championships in April of that year, 84. And I knew I'd beat Willie. And they gave, like you said, he was the favorite. So all he had to do was be on his feet. And they gave him the decision. And I told him right then and there, I said, you'll never beat me again. Just like that. And it just so happened, faith had it, we met in the finals of the Olympics.
You know, you talked earlier about proving people wrong. You know, a lot of that, how can I put this? People are trying to sell athletes short and try to sell people short. They don't know what we go through. They don't know the miles of running the hills and how your legs hurt and your stomach hurts. And sometimes, you know, when you got to make weight, you don't eat for a while, you don't eat right and things like that. They just have no idea what the sacrifices involve. And it kills me that people say, oh, that guy, he's a bum. He's a bum. You know, I mean, you know, I want to jump up and grab somebody by the throat and say to him, man, you couldn't lick a stamp if I wet your tongue, okay?
That's right.
And this man's climbing up the steps to do battle.
Yeah, and it's like I tell my fighters now that I train. I say, listen, man, once you go over that rope right there, remember, when you get to that last step, I turn around and go back down. You go through the rope.
Yeah.
So, you know, you carry in there what we worked on, and you just utilize it in the ring. You just do what you've been practicing to do. That's all you have to do.
Corner men.
No best.
Yeah, Henry Tillman's our guest, Olympic gold medalist. We're going to carry Henry for another segment here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We do have open phone lines, coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Skype line is happening as well, so you can do like this 21st century type of thing. You can use your computer or your all this kind of crazy. So anyway, Skype addresses Sports Byline and the number two, Sports Byline and the number two. Before we get to the Tyson stuff, and, of course, the Pan Am Games, all that kind of good stuff. What are you doing right now, Henry? Tell me about the gym real quick. We'll go into this big time in our next segment. But tell me about the gym in L.A. Where is it at?
I'm in Carson, California, right across the street from City Hall and the Sheriff's Department on Avalon and Carson Street. This is my third year I'm going into right now. And, we have about 19 amateurs and about 8-9 pros. And Charles Martin is our major pro here. He's heavyweight rated number 2 in the world. 21-0 with 19 knockouts, 6'5½", 242. He's a southpaw.
You going to get him on my show soon?
Yeah. You know what? I called Charles this morning to answer because he got a little time off. He's going to fight this September 11th on NBC Sports.
So, hey, speaking of NBC Sports, man, the Godfather, Al Heyman, people knock him, man. I'm giving him props, but people are knocking
him.
He's
doing a great job.
Hey, but here's what's up. It's the boxing establishment that I've been, you know, Henry, you know I've been fighting these guys. I took Bob Arum to court and beat him in the lawsuit and this kind of stuff. The only writer ever to do that. What I'm trying to say is, you know, I've been going head on with this boxing establishment for a long time. And now Al Heyman is taking on the boxing establishment. And guess what? They're striking back. You know what they're saying? You know what Bob Arum said about him? He said he pays fighters too much money.
You see, I heard Louis Farrakhan on the radio, not on the radio, but on the internet. I think it was YouTube or something like that, about 4 days after the Mayweather fought. And he said, isn't it strange that Mayweather got rid of that white man and now he made $270 million?
Well, good point, because, you know, Miguel Cotto, the current reigning linear world middleweight champion out of Puerto Rico, of course, now fighting Vijay-Z and Rock Nation Sports, he made more money in two fights after his first two fights after leaving Top Rank. He made more money in those first two fights than he made in his entire career before then, and he had like 30 fights.
Because they take all of the lion's share.
Man, that's crazy. Henry Tillman's our guest. Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. A little Tower of Power taking us to break. Of course, you can check out my work with the greatest soul band in the world at towerofpower.com. Go to the message board. Check out Pedro's Song of the Month. We got a concert up there, a live concert, circa 1989. Tower of Power back in the day. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Don't forget, I'm back as Johnny Taco tonight, 10 p.m. Pacific time, live on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, when I take it to the limits, folks. Take it to the limits. All sports talk tonight. Sports Overnight America, 10 p.m. Pacific time, live right here on Sports Byline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Better grab me quick before my knees give way.
Y'all clap your hands, don't look at me, come on, hey! Ain't this the truth? A little knowledge is a dangerous thing, especially in the hands of a female. Speaking of females, Ronda Rousey causing a stir on the internet, dissed Floyd Mayweather a little bit this week, said, I guess I'm the first woman to ever beat Floyd Mayweather when she took the Best Fighter Award at the 2015 ESPY Awards. And some of the people said that she disrespected Floyd Mayweather. Of all the people in the world to be disrespected, how can you disrespect the king of disrespect himself, Mr. Floyd Mayweather? That was a bit hysterical. Of course, the story is that ringtalk.com, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com, as will the show. The show will be up on ringtalk.com probably within 12 to 15 hours. And, of course, iTunes and Stitcher.com and TuneIn.com, and I'll send Henry a copy of that. Henry, what's the name of the gym down there? It's across the street from the Sheriff's Office and City Hall down there in Carson.
Henry Tillman Championship Boxing Club.
Okay, now you got a website?